USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout on the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today. But I have before and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get an update on the horrific shooting rampage in Boulder, Colorado Monday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
Boulder police say it'll take about 5 days to get all the details of what happened. 14 spring training games in Major League Baseball Tuesday. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A former basketball great has died of natural causes. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86.
Elgin Baylor was the first NBA player to surpass 70 points in a game, with the 71-point game December 11th, 1960 against the New York Knicks. Third baseman Matt Chapman joins MLB.com to talk about the Oakland A's building off the 2020 season and improving his defense.
Winning the division was obviously the goal. Getting a little further in the playoffs is the goal this year, and still winning the division. But a lot of us, didn't play to the best of our abilities for sure. I think some guys thought they had down years. I was injured, so I think there's a lot of things that we could take away from last season that, hey, we were able to grind it out and we still won the division, but I think the ceiling is really high for this team. There's no telling what we could do if we all play to our capabilities.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.